We're back.
Yes, we are.
Welcome home.
It feels like home here, doesn't it?
Nope.
Well, you know what I do is I raid the kitchen. I take all the snacks. I come with a bag.
That is like the difference between the podcast now versus like the podcast a year ago. Like a year ago, it was like us in like a little studio, which was great, but like, you know, no snacks.
No, like a bottle of water, maybe a coffee with some good creamer. They were good. But like not, this is like craft services.
Well, like break us down like the snacks. By the way, guys, if you want to see some of these snacks, if you want to see just, try the snacks, PA.
So good.
Where's the PA?
Yeah, somebody get me all the snacks.
Go to fullscreen.com or download the Fullscreen app.
Yes.
Okay. Because we're filming these.
We are.
So let's talk about the snacks.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, can somebody run in and grab like...
Well, they got them sweet Maui onion chips.
Just grab like a bunch of snacks and let's bring them in here.
Ooh, is it on Tuesdays, I think, is when the shipment comes in.
How do you know
that? Girl, I got the snack down on lock. I literally brought a Trader Joe's bag today, reusable. Because I just come up. Because you know I eat like Hot Pockets and like Top Ramen. So like this is like healthy people white food. So I'm going to eat it.
What's your favorite snack food?
Oh, snack? I'm a big chip fan.
Me?
I just like chips.
Here they are.
Yes!
Oh, thank you.
We got Red Vines in here.
Just dropped off some snacks.
I had a trouble with Red Vines once. I had a whole package at a Clippers game and threw it all up. So we're going to put that down there. Yes, we got Pirates booty.
Wait. Okay, hold on. I'm dumping that out on the table.
Yes. Corn nuts.
You know what's interesting? Okay.
Have you had these? These are half pops. So they're like the kernels at the bottom that like kind of almost pop, but
that sounds
didn't pop.
Kind of disgusting. Here's the thing, by the way, guys, this is not sponsored. We're just like, you know, fat.
That's it. We're just summer ready.
Wait, can we talk about corn nuts for a minute?
Ew, I hate corn nuts, to be honest.
You know, corn nuts remind me of middle school, very specifically middle school. It also reminds me of the first time I saw somebody get the shit beat out of them in real life. Have you ever seen that? Well, yes, probably.
I've seen a couple fights
like
here and there.
Like, you've done it.
I've actually never been in a fight in my life.
Really?
Never have I ever felt flesh on these knuckles. Ever. Because I use my words because I'm fucking intimidating.
Okay.
I'm like, who the fuck? Like, I will, like, knock it down before anyone tries to throw a punch. Because if they did, I'd fucking end it.
Right.
I feel like I could punch hard.
Like, kill them?
No, I'm trying to go to jail like my daddy, but I'm trying to, like, fuck somebody up. Like, shut your mouth.
No, I would be too scared. I think I could beat somebody up. I'm pretty strong, but I'm too afraid of what would happen. Because even if they punch me in the face, like, if they fuck up my face, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done.
Well, it'd be a good story. You can get plastic surgery.
Wait, what are you opening?
Cheez-Its. Original.
Really? You know what I love to do with Cheez-Its?
What?
I dump the whole thing in my mouth and I crush it all up and then I let it turn into the soggy mess and I put
it
in my teeth.
Try it. Let me see.
I can't eat that shit right now. Come on now.
I think you just lied to me about that story.
No, it's real. I mean, it's been a minute since I've done that.
Mmm. Cheez-Its. Yeah, you did it right this time. I hate the ones when you get in there though and it's like that burnt one. And it just it doesn't taste right, and then it throws off the Cheez-It experience for the rest of the day.
No, I get it.
No.
Crack open these corn nuts.
You like corn nuts?
So when I was in middle school, I was eating corn nuts, and I heard a yell, and I turn over, and this boy is getting the shit beat out of him, and everybody's watching. There's blood everywhere. Even the teachers were watching.
Oh, my. With the bag of corn nuts?
Well, I was eating the bag of corn nuts.
Oh, got it. I thought he was getting beat up with a bag of corn nuts or something. I was like, I'm not understanding what's going on here.
Yeah. Okay,
that's barbecue-flavored corn nut. See, I'm not a fan of, like, corn nuts.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. Or, like, Fritos. Or, like, I don't like the corn. I don't even like corn tortillas.
You know what's good about Fritos is we used to make, by the way, did I mention I'm white trash?
Girl, you had KFC at Christmas. Yes, we know.
My dad used to make a Frito, like, pie. So he would, like, layer Fritos.
Like a casserole?
Yeah, like, he'd layer Fritos and chili and cheese and Fritos. And he also would put vanilla ice cream in the instant mashed potatoes. Listen,
what?
If y'all want cooking tips for the holiday.
Vanilla ice cream?
It works.
In the mashed potatoes?
Instead of milk. Melted vanilla ice cream. It makes them so sweet.
Yeah.
I know.
Ooh.
It makes you so fat.
I will put, like, half a stick of butter on mashed potatoes. Melt it. Just make a pool of it.
Ew.
I love melted butter. I will dip everything in it, including these damn corn nuts.
What's your favorite dip?
My favorite dip? Oh, honey, I love all the dips. Spinach, artichoke, ranch, barbecue, ketchup, honey mustard, sweet and sour. Love a good hummus.
I do too.
You know,
hummus makes me very farty.
Well, it's beans.
I farted in the Uber on the way here.
Remember when you shit your pants and peed your pants because you farted with Tana? That was great.
I got
so much hate for that, by the way.
Why?
Like when you put that episode on your YouTube channel.
Oh, did you screen cap the comments?
I did get a couple. I think, read them. Under all these
coordinates. So, as you guys know, I put up an episode of the podcast on my YouTube channel, and you guys loved it. But Jess said that there was some...
So much hate. I loved it. Because, like, it was interesting because there's people, obviously, I don't think that have listened to this show,
right. Yeah,
show before. Totally. And so that's the first time seeing it. And they're like, who's this random bitch that's just being boxed out because Shane don't know how to open up and invite people into a conversation?
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. We already addressed the issue. Yeah, don't worry about it. Then there was on the other hand, people are like, F you, you're not on the pod squad. You don't know Jessie. She's hilarious. This wasn't her best, blah, 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 all that stuff. So it was very interesting to see the dynamics of, because like a lot of times in the videos that I've done or put up or like things like that, it's been pretty positive.
Right.
And like, you know, people are supportive and things like that.
Well, but you also have to remember the comment section is like people who are vocal.
I love it.
And they're not, those aren't the real hardcore people that like stuff. They want to be mean about stuff.
Right, right.
People that like stuff are pretty silent about it.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't leave comments and I like stuff.
Sometimes I do.
That's a lie. I hate stuff.
A lot of people are hating on me like, she's white and she talks black and blah, blah, blah.
First of all, that is racist to say talks black.
So my skin color determines how I talk and whatnot. So whatever. Oh, and they all want Drew to be your co-host.
That would be That's so for sure. sad. We would just
talk
about sad.
Take your stupid ass lips and shove them up your ass and speak all your bullshit up there.
Wait, that's a comment?
I'm sure, because my lips are a thing. Or not a thing. But, so that was one of them. Okay. What else? Some of them, I feel like Shane has dirt with that brown-haired girl.
Oh, my God. I'm like, Beyonce, I want to write a song about it.
I am not Michelle or Kelly. I am the Beyonce here. You could be Beyonce's mom.
Ew, House of Darion.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What else? I feel like someone was like, oh, I thought she was going to be a big lesbian or something like that. but let's see.
Let's talk about that.
Sure.
You being a big lesbian.
Well, I've been watching Orange is the New Black. I just binge watched the entire episode and I'm kind of contemplating it.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of have a weird feeling. I feel like maybe you, I don't think you're a lesbian, but I feel like you need to like test the waters.
Like, I feel like the like few times I've been masturbating lately, it's like a girl is popping
really?
My head.
Oh, that's exciting.
And that's weird for me because that's not usually like normal. I'm just like dick, muscles, let's roll.
Right. Well, today.
But I can't deny my feelings.
Today in the show, we're going to be playing with sex toys with our guest. And let's try some lesbian sex toys with you and her.
Oh, see, every time I was going to put the nipple clamps on you, sir. And now you're trying to get me.
No.
Doing it. Oh, you know I'm so uncomfortable with all that stuff.
Well, okay. So with a girl. Okay. Let's talk about what you would have to do with a girl for the first time. Let's like break it.
Well, I can't do anything to the girl. It needs to be done to me. You know what I mean? Okay, like, I'm not into, like fingering a woman. Like, that's not, like, I just would, like, I don't even know.
So what would you want her to do to you?
I don't even know.
Okay, so, like,
just, like, gently caress me into the, like, world.
So, like, I'm a woman, obviously.
Bobby. Day.
So now we're on a date. Where are we?
Oh, well, I would make you choose.
You
like,
make me choose?
I think this is maybe why I'm single, too, because I just don't want to do anything.
Right.
Like, I don't want to I make the plans of my life every day. I do every, you know, I just want someone else to, like, take charge and just, like, sit on my face or something.
Okay. So we are at...
Nothing crazy. Like, I could go for an Islands chicken nuggets.
Ew, Islands?
See, this is why I'm single. I need help.
Well, we're going to Denny's because it's 3 a.m.
See, I can handle Denny's.
Okay.
I can handle Denny's. But if it's 3 a.m., that's post, like, fuck sesh.
No. I'm a truck driver. Mm-hmm. I work real late nights.
Yeah, and you know how to handle my stick shit.
Yeah. Wait, you have a dick?
Oh, no. This is why I'm not good at this stuff, Shane. Oh, I can't even pretend in a scenario.
Okay. So after Denny's, we roll on over to your apartment. By the way, side note, you hung out with Drew.
Dude, yes, I hung out with Drew.
I'm walking
home from the store, and I'm like, oh, who's this hot guy with a ponytail, like, walking up? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, is that Drew? And we literally went, like, on
the street. Oh, I love that Freaky
Friday. Yeah, total Freaky Friday. And I'm actually Drew now. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing here? And he's like, I live here. I was like, I live here. This is my neighborhood. And he's like, he literally moved two doors down from me.
Oh, my God.
And, like, called me the next day. We hung out.
What'd you do?
We just, like, kicked it on my couch.
Oh,
like,
my God.
He played some piano. Aww. He talked about how sad he was. I helped him out a little bit. And then it was it. And he was like, I only had like an hour. I was headed down to an event. And then like, he wound up staying for like 3 hours.
Aww.
And like, we totally hung out.
Would you have fucked?
No.
I asked him about this and I'm like, you guys didn't like do anything? And he's like, no. And I was like,
he's 20.
But you said you were checking him out before you knew it was him.
I'm 13 years older than him. I was. I think he's an attractive looking person.
So like, when he was walking down the street, like, you'd like fuck him?
Yes.
So why wouldn't you?
Because I get scared.
And he's kind of a woman. It makes sense.
It does make... Maybe I need a feminine man.
Yes. Okay, so you and Drew are at Denny's.
You and Brady. Okay.
No, like back to me and you fucking, okay. And I'm the woman. So now, like, we get back to your place. Drew's there. I'm like, Drew, go home. And then he stays and plays music for us.
I wouldn't mind if Drew was there. Because I think eventually I would want a penis in the scenario.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe get, like, warmed up by the girl. Okay. And then, like, finished by the guy.
You know what would be good with fucking Drew? While he's fucking you, he can, lay his, like, long hair on top of your face so it feels like a woman is on top of you.
I'm glad you brought that up. I have a question. Okay. So I think that's, like, a sexy thing to do, like, hair. But then it came up one time. I was giving head, and then he just started laughing, and I was like, because I think I'm, like, sexy with the hair, but basically I just look like Cousin It. Like giving a blowjob, and all you see is this like bobbing hair down there. And like, is that not cute? Like, I was thinking this whole time, like, this is a good move.
I'm just picturing you sucking your dick looking like a mop.
It's exactly what it looks like. It's just a mop of just like hair.
And he was laughing. What'd you do? Did you stop?
I said, what's up? And he goes, you're just serving Cousin It right now. And
wait, first of all, he said serving.
Well, no, I added the serving, but you're reminding me of Cousin It right now, sucking my day.
I love that.
So, yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Anyway, what's going on with your dating life?
It doesn't exist, Shane. It doesn't exist. Gas station guy is the closest I have.
Wait, have you really not been on another date since?
No.
Really?
No.
Are you not on the apps?
No, I'm on the apps, but it's like when I'm pooping, I swipe it. Like,
wait, have I ever looked at your profile?
Yeah.
I don't think
so.
No? Let me see a profile.
God, I don't like when you get my phone. Shit happens, and I don't like it. Well, what do you
maybe
want?
You're
Hinge?
Just like, maybe you're...
Bumble.
How many
Those
you got?
Those are the only two I'm on.
Give me Bumble.
I don't even know how Bumble works.
Don't worry, I do.
It's like, I think there's a Hive. I don't know.
Wait, who is that?
I don't know.
Wait, I'm trying to see your profile. Oh, okay. First of all.
What?
We need to change this picture.
What is it? I don't even know.
So, can I show it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, the picture is her.
What is it?
Like, in a sunglasses, and she has, like, a shirt that has a bikini on it.
Oh, yeah. It's my Beachbody onesie.
But it's like a joke picture. It's like, oh, look at my joke body.
I'm funny.
Body.
I'm a funny
Look at
person.
My funny body. Look at my hilarious boobs. Like, no, guys don't want that. Like, oh, aren't my tits funny?
Oh.
No. Okay. So
okay,
that's bad.
So
and that's
I'll
your
write
first
that down.
Picture. No, we're changing that.
Okay.
Okay. Your second picture is her, like, on a boat.
A balcony in Cabo.
On a balcony in Cabo. Well, they don't know that. To me, it looks like you're on a boat. In,
well,
like,
being on a boat's cool.
And like... The L.A. sewer.
What? Oh, okay. So change that pic.
Okay.
I'm writing notes.
Let me go to the next one.
You know
what?
What
is that?
We need
this
a bachelor game.
This is a picture
game.
Of half of her eye.
That's my gorgeous eye.
That's so scary. That's like The Grudge. Have you seen the Ring poster? That's literally the Ring.
Oh, I'm really not good at this, I think.
No, at all. Okay.
I need your
this
help.
One, this one's not bad. So this is you. Is that Disneyland that you're like trolling around
New York
in?
City.
Okay. Well, so this is her in New York City doing kind of like a 12-year-old pose, but it's okay.
Oh.
No, guys are into the, maybe not.
Creepy ring, 12-year-old, fake body. I'm
oh
really
my
doing
God.
Good here.
This one, she's showcasing the butt.
Yeah.
On like a, what is that? That's like a hotel.
That's like a hotel, like we got Annie dolly.
Yeah, it's like a little dolly
for
your luggage.
Yeah.
But the reason I don't like this picture is it shows that you have a lot of emotional baggage. And you have a big container to hold
it. I'm on a luggage cart?
Yeah, like, it's just like a little too much.
I need these pop chips.
All right, is this the last one? Oh, my God, look, the last one. Oh, my God, we need to change it to this one.
I'm just going
to
eat all
the
my feelings
The last one
away.
Is...
It's a full screen
From
one.
The full screen photo shoot where Yo. You're wearing an all-white jumpsuit with a white hat.
Fuck yeah.
Now,
I look good there.
You do look good, but like a baseball hat?
That's my style, man. I just can't wear them on here because the lights will get shadowy.
You wear baseball hats in real life?
I live in baseball hats, like, every day.
Okay, so that's
Flat
the problem.
Flat brim, snapbacks.
That's the problem.
What? Because I wear hats?
Nobody wants their dick sucked with a hat.
Let's get some bachelors in here.
Nobody. Okay, next
and
show.
Okay. And then, you know what? Maybe when I go on my next date in 10,000 years, you can be in, like, an earpiece or something, and you can, like, tell me what to say. Because I'm not coy. I'm not, like, flirty, like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm not... The art of seduction, I don't get it.
Right.
I don't want to get it.
First of all, your bio is, I'm cool AF.
Because you know what? I am. And I'm not trying to be like, I like mountains and I like hikes and like long walks on the beach. That. Fuck you. I'm cool.
Listen, here's
let's smoke some weed and let's roll.
Here's what I'm going to do. So I have Bumble on right now.
Yeah.
I'm just going to swipe right and see when I get a match. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Right is good, right?
Well, apparently after you're just breakdown, no one's going to match with me. Okay. I'm creepy. I have a funny body.
Oh, boom. I got a connection. I got a connection.
See, and I don't mind the connection, but then I think on the Bumble, the girl has to say like, hey, first.
Yeah, I'm doing it, bitch.
Oh, motherfucker.
Okay, his name is Wyatt.
Remember what happened with the gas station guy when you reached out to somebody?
Now, I'm not going to show his picture, but I'm going to describe him in Wyatt. Graphic detail. Now, tell me if you like him. Oh, give him a chance. He's wearing a rainbow shirt, but it's not gay.
See, he's gay.
He's no. You'll know what I mean when I show you. Ready?
Yeah. Wyatt! That is not a rainbow shirt. That is a bowling pinstripe dad shirt. He's in his mother's kitchen because he probably lives with her still. Wyatt, no, swipe left.
Well, you already matched. Okay, so what do I say?
Nothing. Go to the next one. Go to the main one. If you're going to start a conversation, at least do it with someone I think is attractive.
Okay.
No offense, Wyatt.
Wait, there's somebody here. You've already matched with somebody. His name is Frederick.
Oh. That might have been a drunk swipe, right?
No, wait. Look at this. Come on.
Ooh, Frederick. He's a musician, it looks like.
Isn't it crazy how pictures...
You can talk to Frederick.
That's what I'm saying, is pictures change everything. Because that first picture, you're like, ew. And then this picture, you're like, ooh. Mm. That's what I'm talking about, your pictures. Because all your pictures right now are like, ew.
Ew. Ew.
All right, what should I say? Okay, Frederick. Okay, let's see. Okay,
Frederick. Ready?
What should I say? Hi? Just hi? No.
See, and that's the thing, too. I don't know what to say. And if the girl initiates it, like, do I start with a joke? Is that lame? Thoughts on corn nuts. Dumb. I hate corn nuts.
Well, perfect. If he hates corn nuts, too, you have a connection.
Match made in heaven.
Let's do it.
Yeah, like, do you start with a joke? Do you start with a hey there? Or, like, when they write to you, hey, what do you write back? Hi? How are you? Like, dumb.
Okay.
The whole thing is dumb. I need someone in the flesh.
Okay, I put thoughts on corn nuts. Very important question. Sent.
And then the thing is, like, I never check in on it frequently enough to where it's like if someone writes, like, a response or something, it'll be, like, 5 days later.
Wait, you know? Is it? Okay, wait, hold on. I'm looking at your other.
Oh, Lord. There's two people on there that I've gone on dates with before, and I was like, looky here.
Wait, who is this?
Who?
There's somebody on here, and you said that you matched with.
Uh-huh.
And you said, oh, hey, bitch. And he goes, yes, bitch.
Who?
I don't know. Who is this?
Let me see it. Let me see the picture. Oh, that's my friend Max.
Wait.
It's like funny when you see your friends on it. He's like
so
a friend from
all your
high
matches
school.
Are just friends who talk to you like, hey, bitch.
No, it's like funny when you see a friend on there and you're like, oh, God, look who I found here.
You know what? Okay.
I've seen Rafi Fine on there.
I'm going to write Wyatt again. I'm going to write Wyatt, too. I'm sorry.
Wyatt? There's so many other...
Because what? I'm going to say thoughts on corn nuts.
Wyatt.
And then on the next show, we'll give updates.
Okay.
Don't delete these messages.
I think they delete themselves.
Really? Screen kept them.
Okay. Smart idea.
Okay. Very important question. All right, so I just sent a message to Wyatt, and I sent a message to Frederick.
But now everybody's corn nuts? What if I become the corn nut chick?
Oh, my God.
What if it's like, oh, you talk to corn nut chick, too? Corn nut
chick. Oh, my God, at your wedding, you can have corn nuts everywhere.
I hate corn nuts! Instead of throwing rice, they throw corn nuts.
Oh, my God, the centerpiece is just corn nuts.
I'm going to put corn nuts all over the floor so it sounds like you're tap dancing.
I love that.
Everywhere.
All right.
Are you online dating? What's your profile look like?
I deleted all mine.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh. See, I think I just need someone in the flesh. Like a friend of a friend or set somebody up.
You know what? I've never, meeting somebody online, unless I've known them in person, like dating somebody that like you kind of have met before and then you see them online and you match and then you start dating, that tends to work out more than like a complete stranger.
Really?
Because if it's a complete stranger, you're literally just going off of looks.
Well, no, not if it's a complete stranger through friends. Like, you know, like, maybe. If you set me up, be like, hey, I know somebody, and I think you'd be great together.
Right.
I'm going to give you guys information. We'll start talking before a blind date. But my grandparents met on a blind date, and they were married for 50 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there needs to be some kind of connection other than just, like, oh, a picture.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
If that doesn't
work. Because looks, honestly, don't really, I mean, I was down to fuck Drew, you know?
Okay, speaking of looks don't matter and you're down to fuck anything. Fair Abraham time. God made a mistake.
Hoops, and did he?
Oh, he did.
So we have three potentials to choose from, and I want to know what you want to hear first. Do you want to hear about Farrah making a horror movie?
Ooh.
Starring, because I know you love the horror.
Okay.
Or would you Farrah making a porn? Because she's doing that too.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Or Farrah just being a momager and putting her child in a bikini for
that's
a photo
old
shoot.
News.
Yeah, it's like Baby Sophia, you're done. You're old.
Give me the porn.
All right. She is set to star in an upcoming lesbian erotica. Ooh, maybe I can go on that. Video alongside model and entrepreneur Tucci Cash. The pair posed for several revealing selfies before sharing them to social media.
Oh, my God. If you want to see these pictures.
Oh, bitch is getting down in the lesbian erotica.
Go to fullscreen.com or download the Fullscreen app if you want to see Farrah fucking a woman.
Look how uncomfortable that woman looks. She's like, I'm going to get your herpes from you, Farrah. Like, they're kissing, and she's like, I don't like it, but Farrah's like, let me get at it.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
And then this one's like a nice, just little ass shot for you guys, which is pretty.
Wait, okay. So, yeah, this is them actually, like, humping each other a
little
bit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, we're getting more, girl. We're getting
more.
Give
me that one. What is that?
This one is just pussy popping. Live your life. And she even, like, snapped it, too, I think, and just, like,
this is her and the other girl laying down, asses out. You can see a little bit of the beef.
Mm-hmm. Definite beef. And in a video, I think it was on her snap, she was, like, twerking, and, like, she has a green, like, looks like a pussy patch on her fucking bikini, and, like, it would pop out green. It looked like a tampon or something was flying out of there.
Wait, why is she? Okay, last time she was here, or last time I saw her, she said that the sex tape she's over at the adult industry is gross. She's moving on. She learned so much. Now she's doing it again. Like, what?
Paychecks.
How much do you think she's going
to
make?
I don't know, but Baby Sophia's school tuition's got to be at least 50 grand a year.
You think?
Probably.
So do you think, oh, my God, when this lesbian porn comes out, we have to watch it on the air.
Okay. Or have her in it.
And then you can
learn. And then I can learn.
You can learn, and then we could bring her in here.
I'm so down. But I guess this was at, like, a thing in Vegas, like a club or something like that, a cabana. I don't know.
At some point, I mean, I get it. You know what? If she wants to do something crazy different, like, do, like, a video with a trans girl or something. Like, give me something I haven't seen yet. I want to see Farrah sucking a dick on a trans girl, and I want that trans girl to spit on Farrah's face and call her a whore. Give me something I haven't seen yet, Farrah.
Yeah, right?
Or you know what, Farrah? Do a snuff film. Like, murder somebody. And film it. And then fuck the body.
Ooh.
Something I haven't seen. Okay. Baby Sophia can film it. Like, I love that angle from, like, down low, like a child's perspective, a POV.
Very POV.
Because, like, POV is very big and porn, but give me, like, a child POV. I'm kidding. That's all.
But, like, could you imagine if they had that as a category?
I'm sure they do because,
child's
like,
POV.
A kid walking into a bedroom and seeing their parents fucking, like, call it, like, child POV, parents caught fucking. Like, are you kidding me?
Oh, I would. That would be a good
explode
one.
To that.
Yeah.
And then you have the parents go, Susie, get back in your bed
right.
while they're still fucking.
Right. Or we're just making love, honey.
Or, like, she's so young, she doesn't know what's happening.
Stay and watch, babe.
Ew. Anyways.
No. You know, fantasies are fantasies. Porn's porn, whatever.
Well, guys, speaking of children fucking, doesn't really have anything to do with it. But our guest today is Emma Blackery, and I love her, by the way. She's a YouTuber. She's so fucking funny and so great. I've been watching her for so long.
She's super sweet.
She's really sweet, and her hair is always insane colors. So we're going to have her on the show. I'm going to pee. I'm going to go fuck Jess in the bathroom.
Yes.
And when we come back, it's going to be time to play with sex toys with Emma Blackery.
Oh, I'm very nervous.
See you guys soon. And we're back!
Yes, we are!
With Emma Blackery.
Hi.
Which, by the way, I need to apologize.
What?
For the first year of knowing you and watching your
Blackberry?
Videos and tweeting. Yes,
yeah,
I did it every fucking time.
You're
I'm
not alone.
So
it's
sorry.
Okay. It's all right.
Oh.
I've had, like, there was a TV show when I was a kid. I wrote in, and I was a massive fan of it, and they literally called me Emma Blackberry on air when I was 10. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Whatever ego I had when I was 10 just plummeted, and it stayed down there ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of your ego,
I'm here.
I want to bring up your queefing. And the reason
Ooh!
I'm bringing it up is
Why
because
you
didn't want me to bring it up. So we
queefs are great.
Are they?
They are fun.
Can I go?
In the makeup room, we were hanging out, just like chatting, and we started talking about queeps and farts. And you were like, oh my God, if you ever bring, don't ever bring this up on the air. By the way, that's not
this is facing betrayal.
Betrayal.
And then I said, I never would. Let's talk about it. Because I feel like we are just going to open up
I trusted
conversation.
You. I looked at you and went, don't put this on a podcast, by the way. And you went, oh, I won't.
First thing.
You looked me in the eye and went, oh, I won't.
First out the gate.
Here's the thing. So, like, we were talking about farting during sex. And I said, first I said, have you ever burped during sex?
Which I have not.
And you said, no, I've queefed. And then I went, back up the truck. Beep, beep, beep. I want to talk about that. When? Is it when the dick is in?
Yeah.
Or, oh, my God, when he's eating you out?
No, it's the in-between of those two things.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, so okay, so he's in it, and then now it's like, he's like, oh, I gotta go pee, babe. So it, like, as he gets up to go pee, you queef.
No.
And he hears it, and he turns around and goes, what was that? And you go, oh, just a little bugger. Just a little wallet.
Just a wee little bugger.
Can someone call me a car?
To make you feel better.
Not during the actual sex part, so it's okay.
I'm going to make you go through the whole story, but to make you feel better, I'll tell you my story.
Okay.
You queef
I fart all the time during sex. That's my story. I don't know, because I feel like when you're pushing, you know, with your dick or whatever, like, you know, your body, you're making a lot of movements, and there's a lot of air going on.
If you guys could just see Emma's face right now, it's priceless. We've
thrown it in.
Yeah.
Just... at this level already. Like, right. Hi, we got Emma Blacker in the show. Blackberry, queefs.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's back up the truck.
What are your queefs like?
Queefs.
But, like, what is it? I don't
think...
Well,
smell
as a kid, I will never forget the day I learned how to self-queef, and I thought it was,
I know, right?
Amazing.
That's the thing, yes.
Yeah,
I was in the bath.
Nice.
You can push out water, and it's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, you can suck in water, and you can push it back out.
Yeah, it's the coolest
thing. Yes, you can.
I have a bath. We're doing this now.
Because the queef, all it is air being sucked in through your vaginal, and then you push it back out.
And then you can push back out.
Yeah.
Guys, you can queef right now?
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah, like,
it's been a while. You gotta lay on your back and put your feet up.
You gotta be in a good position.
We have a table, Jess.
Girl, you have put me through some
things. I'm in a skirt.
This is not
I
one
have
of them.
Farted on this podcast and pee my pants. You are queefing.
That was your choice to do that.
Wait, do you really think that you could on command?
I can absolutely.
Yeah,
I
if you get the right position.
And,
like, if you lay on your back and arch your hips up.
I did it yesterday.
And you do can suck it in.
How much money would it take for you to do it right now on this table?
Cash, $10,000.
$10,000?
I have $60 on me. Will you
now
take it?
Now we're talking.
$10,000? Are you fucking kidding me?
Shane, you could totally do that.
Well, if this is something that's going to be on the internet forever. Like, if it was just at home and not, like, taped and stuff, I'd do it for free.
What if you did it on
the... You had a couple of drinks and you got friends.
Right.
Let me.
Give me some Pinot Grigio. I'll do it right now.
But what if you do it on the floor so the camera can't see you, but we can hear you through the mic?
I don't know if our friendship would last after that.
Why?
Because I get nervous.
I feel like it would get stronger, maybe.
Maybe.
Yes. What are you talking about?
I have to think about it.
let's let this stew for like, the rest of the podcast.
My moves.
Get to the final 5 minutes ago. How do you feel about that floor queen?
I know it sounds like I'm joking, but I really want you to do it.
I know you really want
I'm
me to
so
do it.
I can imagine you're into
it.
Well, go to the ATM.
How much? Okay,
10 grand.
No, but for you to do it on the floor where the camera can't see you, but we can just hear it.
Well, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it on the table and fucking do it 100%.
So fucking
I'm not gonna do it.
Okay, then
this is not my time right now. We have a lovely guest. Let's get back to Emma.
Let's get the lovely guest to do it.
You guys do it together. No, what would it take? Okay, let's forget about the money, because like I'm not all about the money. So like, what would I have to do for you to do it? Like, it's something equally as embarrassing.
Can you queef through your dick?
Yeah.
I wish.
Do that.
Queef through your dick.
You would love that, right?
Oh, I love that.
Emma, what do you think I could have him do?
I don't know.
He would do anything.
I literally, to make her queef on this table, I would do anything.
I don't know. You've really put me on the spot. You're looking at me like, give me something to do. I want to do something.
Give me something painful.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that, too. Eat your boogers. No, that doesn't count. You do that anyway.
You want me to douche with a water bottle?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
See, I would do that, but I think I'd actually get sued for doing it in public, right?
Maybe. Oh, maybe.
I'd probably get a disclaimer. You could put a disclaimer.
Yeah, I might get sued for queefing in public, too. So I
all right. Well, think
if
of something.
If Chris Crocker can do porn, you can do that on a podcast.
Thank you.
He's doing porn?
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
So, I don't know about anymore.
That's the Leave Britney Alone kid?
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, so let's put that
on
the table.
Sorry to disappoint you. And
no,
I
we're,
do, on
we're,
the
do,
table.
We're doing
I'm not,
it.
If I was drunk, I'd do it.
Then can we get some alcohol?
Can we get some wine going?
She knows me so well.
Fine.
Wine destroys me.
You think about what I can do.
Okay.
And at the end of the show.
How about I'll teach you how to do it?
Okay,
yeah,
I will
we
do.
We could teach you
we
how to
do it. We can teach
you
how to do it.
Okay.
We can get you in the position.
But so you're
off
not.
Off there.
No. It's for the show.
All right.
I'm trying to win a podcast award.
I'm so glad I'm here.
Oh.
I'm so glad I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for inviting me here.
Uh-huh.
Queefing.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to do it at the end of the show. Anyway, getting back to that. Wait, I have a lot to talk to you about.
Okay.
You've had a crazy year as far as, hair, but also right now
that's my entire career, is just my hair colors.
If you can't see it right now because you're not watching on the full screen app, you should download it just to see. So it is highlighter color, actual highlighter. So it's like yellow, green highlighter.
Like studious.
I should get a branded with Staples or something.
Yeah.
You know.
If you were in a dark room, does it glow in the dark?
No, it's not. It's not. It's not UV. But they do have ones that can do that.
Like black light.
Yeah, black on a black light. Mm-hmm. But as far as I know, this isn't.
What makes you want to dye your hair different colors? Like, what makes you do that?
Well, she has not a good relationship with her mother.
Obviously. Wow. Jeez. Throwing that out there. Wow. I don't know. Like, I used to think it's because, I'm zany, I'm fun. I saw this confession on, like, a blog years ago from someone else that dyed their hair, and it literally said, I change my hair colors constantly to make up for the fact that I can't change who I am. And I looked at it and I went, oh, well, fuck. Well, that's clearly me.
Yeah.
I'm a deeply flawed human being, and I feel like every time I dye my hair, I'm a new person.
Yeah.
It's a new phase, new era of me. And then, you know, a couple of days later, I'll be back to this flawed piece of shit that I am.
That's why
I'm new color. Dye it again.
That's why I move so much, or I buy dogs, or I don't do that stuff as much anymore.
You feel like it's a new me, right? You know?
Yeah, it's
not. Who wants to wait for a New Year's resolution? It's just new hair color. I'm a nice person now. And then you go back to being a dick.
Do you find that, depending on the color that you do have, are you different at all? Like,
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if it's a subconscious thing. Maybe I'll look in the mirror and, you know, I've got bright red hair. I'm fierce and I'm a bitch.
The first time I saw your videos, I was scared of you. So you...
I hear that way too often.
Well, because okay, so let me explain. So I'm watching YouTube and I come across one of your videos and you had the long red wig. I think it was a wig. It was like hot red.
When
like
was really it? Because I've had like hair extensions like that.
Then maybe it was that. But it was like your video looked like a TV show. Like it looked like TV quality.
Oh yeah, that was like late 14. I went through a phase where I was like, I'm going to use a nice camera. I'm going to use a really nice lens. And I was like, I'm going to invest lots of money in this because I wanted it to be like Community Channel. If you've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, I can do this. I can make it look really, really nice. All my comments were like, this is too professional. You've sold out. This looks like shit. And I was like, well.
See, I thought you weren't real. I thought you were, because I'm obsessed with conspiracies.
You thought I was
stuff.
like Lonely Girl 15?
Yeah, like a company. Because a lot of, there's all these companies out there that create YouTubers that are not real. They're actors, and they're like, and they'll randomly be like, by the way, guys, this cereal I'm eating is so good. You should try it out. Go buy it. It's like very creepy. I thought that was you.
Oh, that's
so
good
I was
know.
Like, but then I thought, and I was like, oh my God, like, who is this? She's probably like 45. Like, she's like an executive at a company. They're making
her
look
young. I know
my
makeup can be bad, but wow, Shane.
No, I was just like, who is this? Like, I don't trust her. But then I started going through your old videos, and I'm like, oh, no, she's a real person. But then you were so funny, but you were, like, so mean sometimes that I would be like, I bet this is, like, one of those social warrior justice girls who hates me. So then I Googled your name and my name, and I couldn't find anything because I was expecting to see you tweet, like, Shane's a racist or Shane's this, Shane's that. But then instead I think you were following me or maybe, I don't remember, something. So then I got all excited because I'm like, she likes me. So then I like started tweeting you nonstop and it was really intense and I'm sorry.
I was very flattered because literally, I mean, we need someone to bring my bag in for that thing that we were going to do with the...
things.
But this is not that I'm going to kiss Shane's ass on the podcast, but like, you know, I watched you since like maybe like 2009, 2010, you know? Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah. And like literally like you were probably literally I think you were like the first like vlogger that I ever watched. Like to this day, like I'll do cutaways and I'll wear wigs and stuff like that. And you were like the first person I ever saw doing anything like that. And I still do that now. You know?
Just stroke that ego girl with those tiny hands.
If anyone doesn't with your Donald Trump hands, right? But like, you know, if anyone doesn't like my channel, you can absolutely blame him for it. If it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't have started. So thanks.
You're
all very welcome.
Speaking of being so nice to me, let me now be really mean to you and talk about uncomfortable things.
Okay.
Wait, okay. So you had a big breakup. I relate.
Yeah.
Now, but in the breakup video, when you were going through your newly ex-boyfriend's like Tinder or something, it came up that he was also dating guys and you were like, oh my God, I had no idea. Was that real?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? You found out that he was bi that in that moment?
Well, I mean, even to this, like this is the thing because like Tinder, it when you sign up for it links to your Facebook and it goes with what you've put as you're interested in, which he had hidden, which is fine. Like that's...
Wait, what?
You know, yeah, like, he just, you know, interested
hidden?
In, like, it just didn't ever
like
come up.
Like, interested in men, women, whatever.
Just
like
didn't
that.
Come up, you know, and whatever.
Wait, so the whole time you were with him?
Well, I mean, it's not really my stuff to, like, to say. Like, I don't...
But you guys never talked about it?
No, not really.
Wow.
It never came up. It's just, you know.
I love that.
How long were you guys together?
3 years.
Hot damn, girl.
Wow.
But, you know, it wasn't like a massive shock or anything, because I was like, you know, it's whatever. Like, you know, you get drunk at parties, you make out with all kinds of people. Mm-hmm. So it was never like a shock, you know?
Wow. Mm. So wait.
When I get drunk, I make out with anyone.
Yeah, because wow. I mean, are you kind of open about your, like, you're into whatever or no?
I guess I am now. Fuck. I don't know, man. No, I mean, like, I just.
I feel like you've talked about it in your
this
videos.
This is going to be on top about you being problematic outing people right here.
No, I remember a video like, where briefly. You said like, it. You've yeah, been like, yeah, whatever. I'm into whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, literally okay. Just like what I just don't make a massive thing up. Like, no. Some people just make these videos about coming out as bi for views, but whatever. I don't care. It's my personal life. If I want to be attracted to someone of whatever, it's whatever.
That's how I'm starting to look at this whole game too.
Right.
I like that. I think that's awesome. We're people that we love things. We should love each other, you know? Yeah. It doesn't matter who
it's hard when like your parents are in a different era and they're just like, oh, what is this weird like bi thing that people are? And I'm just like, no idea. Yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
That's a hard. That's why I felt so like intense, like I needed to do something or make a video. Because like I grew up in so much guilt over it. I mean, I was literally like so guilty about it. Mm. But like if you nowadays people are like, oh, do whatever you want. I'm like, oh, I wish I was a kid now.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
but
that's the thing, even though I'm not like trivializing how hard it is for like people to come out in this day and age, it's still terrifying. Mm-hmm. You still got all these awful things happening and all this prejudice. But I do feel like we are way more accepting now than we were even 10 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like even that 10-year difference now, there's way more just... And also I think it's just because, like, everything is so much more available online now. Like, there was so... Back 10 years ago, there was literally just MySpace.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you'd if you hid your orientation, that meant that you were slightly queer. That's the only way, right?
Yeah. Mm.
But, you know, now, like, there's so much on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram. There's all these support networks and people you can just... Strangers that you meet, you know, you just... Yeah, you couldn't do that 10 years ago.
Yeah, and you just see the massive amounts of other people that are experiencing what you think you're experiencing, too, you know? Absolutely, so...
That just didn't exist back when I was, like, 13.
Not in the
Encyclopedia
Britannica.
So,
right?
No way!
Okay, so now you're single.
Yes.
What is that like?
It's weird, I guess, but...
So do you not date?
No.
So, like, how would you even... Okay, here's my question. So where you live, is there a lot of YouTubers and stuff?
No.
So it's a little easier?
Anyone.
Like, if you go on, like, Tinder or something, it's not, like, YouTuber. Like, if I go on Tinder here, it's like...
Yeah, but I'm also terrified of Tinder. I'm terrified of it. Because I'm scared that people will know who I am and, like, just try and, like, maybe, like, date me for, like, dirt or something? That scares me.
Yeah.
Like, people being like, oh, so what do you do for a living? Then you have to go through the whole, I'm a YouTuber. Oh, how do you earn money from that? Well, you know, and go through that whole question that we always get asked all the time.
No, you just lie.
And just...
You say you're a hairstylist.
That could work.
And you test it on yourself.
Yeah, they look at me and go, really? But I'm terrified of it. Like, I've matched with people on Tinder before, and, like, they'll say hi, and I'll delete the app.
Wait, do you have the app right now?
No, I can download it if you want to, like...
Don't do it.
Download it now.
Okay. Warning you now.
While she's downloading,
he's like, gonna ruin your life.
While
girl.
She's downloading her Tinder, let's grab your Bumble let me read what
Before
these guys
you got
wrote back.
In here, Emma, he took my Bumble and started swiping
what
right.
What is Bumble?
It's like the one where the chick's in charge. It's like Tinder.
I need to download Bumble.
Yeah, but it's like the girl has to initiate the
I need to
conversation.
Download Bumble. I need that in my life.
But the same thing. I do the same thing. I'll match and I'll be like, oh no, I'm just kidding, and I'll close it, and I won't. Do anything with it, you know? Like, it's not. But, girl,
I've restricted Tinder to just funny now. Like, in case I don't ever go on there to find someone I like.
No, it's when I'm shitting or peeing and I'm swiping because I'm
bored.
Or
queefing. Or
queefing.
We'll get back to.
We're not putting that as my Tinder bio. I love queefing.
Yes. Queef.
Although that would rule out. You know, just the people that don't matter anyway.
Yeah.
Really?
Queef on command.
It's downloading, hopefully.
Okay, so that's downloading. We have Wyatt, who earlier I said to Wyatt, I said, thoughts on corn nuts? Very important question. And then he wrote back, corn nuts are amazing. You get roasted or deep fried. And how about all those flavors? What a great question.
Oh, come on, Wyatt.
I don't even know what a corn nut is.
You don't? Bring
them over. Bring the bowl of snacks.
Can somebody bring in a bag of corn nuts?
I'm from a very small place in the UK. We don't have half the snacks you guys do.
Really?
I had a corn dog for the first time, like, last year, I think.
Shut your mouth. Those are so good.
It was... I couldn't finish it all because I was like, this is so weird.
I love corn nuts.
Wait, what do I write back, guys?
Nothing!
Now I have two girls here. Okay, this helps.
Like, it was a great question.
Right? Be like, I'm
a fucking genius. Wait, should I say, want it... Okay, maybe like, want to munch on, or no, 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 okay. No, I just ran out of Corn Nuts. Can I munch on yours? Can I do
are
that?
They actually nuts? I don't like nuts.
I just
corn. Ran. They're like little corn kernels, corn like popcorn nuts. Before it's popped, and they're flavored, and they're crunchy. But they're like have air in them, so they won't kill your teeth.
It's just like, it's just corn.
It's like okay. Corn. It's a
baked
corn.
I sent it. Or fried?
Baked.
Baked. Okay. What did you send?
I said, I just ran out of Corn Nuts. Can I munch on yours? Let us know what he writes back. Okay, now you have to try
why am
one.
I going to give you my
that's
Tinder?
That's what I'm saying. Don't do this it, girl.
I thought it would be fun.
No.
Honey, last time he did that idea. With me, I almost got, I mean, gas station guy was a whole other story.
We're not sponsored by Corn Nuts. I just want to see what you think of them because I
are
think
they're
gross.
Are you allergic to corn or anything?
No, not that I know of, but I feel like we're going to find out.
Has anybody got an EpiPen?
Promise me that if I have an allergic reaction, you're going
to
put the whole video up.
Uh-huh.
I know
promise
I
me you're going to exploit the
yep.
whole thing.
And I'm CPR certified.
You have absolute permission. If I die on your show, I want you to... You know,
oh, hashtag
no
RIP.
Kid.
Hashtag
oh,
RIP.
Yeah. I'll get on the table and queef on you.
On me?
On your dead body.
It says this server error is connecting to Tinder.
What
it
is
won't,
that?
It's logging in with Facebook, and
ooh.
It's not doing it.
Oh, no. Well, we tried.
Fate is just like,
don't do
I'm going to help you out.
It's not going to happen.
Don't do it.
All right, try that nut.
Yeah.
Ooh, she not, hates it.
You're not liking
that's
it.
That's disgusting.
You want a bottle of water?
I don't want any more of your Corn Nuts in my mouth. Oh.
It's gross, right?
Oh, it's very nutty.
Yeah, I'm not
right?
a fan of
it's weird.
Corn Nuts.
It kind of tastes like it's a wrong. Like, there's, it shouldn't be it real.
See, look, I'm not lying to you. It's a server error. The man upstairs does not want Shane on my Tinder.
Thank goodness he does it for you, because the man upstairs don't do that shit for me. He ruins my life.
He likes me right now.
Wait,
what?
Wait, I what? Think I did it.
No, it will say it's doing it, and then it won't do it.
Me.
Are you on the Wi-Fi?
I just turned the Wi-Fi.
No, that might be it. It might be the Wi-Fi.
I turned it off. Okay, speaking of sex, mm-hmm. I think we should bring in some sex toys.
I agree.
And I think it's time for us to try them out. Guys.
We're going to film it, too.
Who
that's
has
great.
The sex toys?
Not gonna do it. We're not gonna be on Tinder, so we're gonna have to amuse ourselves.
I guess so.
We're gonna have to pleasure each other instead.
This is literally a buffet tray table of.
I feel honored. I like to believe that you got this just for my podcast.
We did.
But
no, we
did. I felt like you brought these in from home.
I definitely asked if I could take them home.
Oh my god, guys, we have this tray filled with sex toys.
What?
They are beautiful.
What the hell is this?
Okay, where do we start? I wanna start with this. What is this?
Fetish fantasy?
That was a ball gag.
That's just a ball gag.
That's
like,
nothing.
That's nothing. I mean, I still
what does
try.
A ball gag do? Do you have to
it
hold it?
It shuts you up. You
want
to try it?
Oh, yes! Oh,
I love see. You. I read the comments on the Tana podcast.
People hate me. I am
who is this obnoxious girl who says all this stuff
give
all the time?
Give me that ball
I was like,
gag.
That's Tana. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
Oh,
ooh,
my
wait,
goodness.
Speaking of which, before we get to sex toys, because you just made, like, a shady comment.
I love Tana.
No, me too.
Okay.
But I love your shady comments. You have so much drama with people all the time.
Oh, shit. Not anymore. I've got better. But,
so who have you had beef with?
This is the thing. I don't, like, say, because every time I even say their names, they're massive group of fans. They're massive group of fans of these two YouTubers.
Oh.
Hate, like,
wait,
they
okay.
don't like me.
I won't say their names.
The fans don't like me.
Yeah, yeah.
At all. Like, some of them do. Like, it's the vocal minority that really don't like me. I was a massive fangirl of these two YouTubers who are very big in the UK. I was
yes.
a massive fangirl of them back in 2012, 2013.
Right.
They were one of the reasons that I started. I think they're great people. But I was very over the top with my fangirliness. I had, like, the shirts. I'd make all the references.
Mm-hmm.
I was basically cringeworthy.
Right.
It was cringetastic. And I really wanted to be friends with them. And I was, like, you know, trying to talk to them. I'd email them, be like, hey, we should make a collab. I had, like, 10,000 subscribers,
aww.
Right? I was very naive and stuff. And, like, you know, obviously they would get so many emails. They didn't like, reply or anything.
Right.
But I took it personally. And this was years ago. I took it as, like, wow. They're shading me. They don't like me. And then I was friends with someone who was friends with them a long time ago who they now hate. And I was friends with them. So then, you know, lots of drama started with that. And ever since, I've met them. And, like, whenever we, like, hang out, well, not hang out, but, like, you know, whenever we meet each other in the corridors at VidCon or something, like, it's everything's civil. Everything's fine.
Right.
Like, I don't know how they personally feel about me. I just know that, like, a lot of fans remember the stuff that I used to do years ago, which I don't do anymore, and they still see me as that person.
Mm.
And that's something that I'm going to have for the rest of my YouTube career. People are going to be like, oh, yeah, we don't talk about her. She's horrible.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah, it sucks. But.
Well, welcome to my life.
Lesson learned. Don't be a crazy fangirl.
Don't be a crazy
yeah.
fangirl. Don't yeah, make happens. Don't make fangirl references.
All right, Jess, here's a ball gag.
All right.
Look, I need it now.
I know, right?
So I guess how do you do okay, get your head over
well,
here.
Well, what's the, I mean, honestly, just to shut you up,
I don't know.
You
well, no.
It?
I think the point is, like,
I'm so excited.
So you don't scream, but let's see if you can actually scream while you're wearing it.
Do you need help tying it? I can get up and tie you if you want.
Oh, my God, this is good. It looks really good. Now, pretend like you're getting pounded.
You're like a pig with an apple in its mouth. No! I don't mean to say these things. I didn't mean it like that. I just... This is why no one likes me ever. This is why I don't have friends in the YouTube community.
I'm gagging on this because I'm laughing at you.
Give me that full gag. I need that.
Pig with an apple in its mouth. Jeez.
Oh,
it's literally the meanest thing you could ever say. I love that.
I didn't mean it like that at all.
Oh,
no, that was great. That was great.
One time I told Hannah Hart that I wanted to sit on her face live in a panel, but it was by an accident. It was accident. It was true.
Yeah.
But it was accidental the way I said it.
Girl, I feel you.
You know?
I always
something about
trouble.
Sitting on faces, and I think I said, like, oh, you can come sit on me if you like. She had nowhere to sit, I think. And I was like, yeah, you can come sit on me if you like.
Hell
and
yeah.
Like, everyone went quiet on the panel. I was like, no, I didn't mean like that. And everyone started laughing, and then she started cracking up. I was like, I just told Hannah Hart to sit on my face.
Fuck yeah. Tell her again.
I
should tweet her right now and just
face.
Be like, at heart, or just sit
on my
face.
Yeah.
I love that.
Get on my panel.
Next.
Could work. I'm single, right? So whatever.
Amen. Wait,
okay, what do we got? What is...
It's better than being a pig with an apple in its mouth.
Oh, my God. What is this?
I'm so sorry.
This it's is hilarious. Like some kind of a mask.
Oh my goodness.
Oh.
It's...
Ew.
Oh, I don't like that.
Guys,
that's out
it's
of a
this
horror
weird
movie.
Mask with the. I gotta try this. Hold on.
That's out
wow,
of a horror
the
3K
movie. Stand for kinky, 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 kinky.
Yeah, right?
That is what it looks like. Hold on.
It does look like a KKK hat.
It looks like you're in 21 Pilots.
Praise
but like...
the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Okay.
Oh, there's zippers in the eyes and he's unzipping. Unzipping.
Oh no, I'm scared. I'm gonna rip my head off.
Oh Shane, this is a good look for you, buddy.
I have to take a picture of this. This is
yeah,
this is something.
Me too.
This
sometimes
is something.
It's not working.
You're serving a little bit of.
Do you want help? Do you want help? Hang
yeah
on. No, wait.
No,
I will help
don't
you.
Do that.
Don't give up. I want to take a picture of you wearing it.
Well, I'm gonna put it back on, but I think the zipper is broken.
Oh.
Or maybe it's meant to be like that.
Oh.
No, like but then how would I eat your ass?
How help would you eat my ass, Shane? Jeez.
Here, I'm good with zippers. Let's see what's going on. Might be snagged or go in from under. Is it closed? No, we're good.
We can, like, find something else while she's trying to
yeah
unzip this.
Oh, well. Well, I'll just have my mouth shut.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
For the first time in, what, 5 years?
10.
Maybe when it's on. Emma, maybe you can give it a try.
I'll give it a tug in a sec.
No, it's okay. I'm scared it's going to rip
just,
my actual
let's
face
just
off.
Fuck him.
How does it look?
Like, let's close
it looks
the
beautiful
eyes.
Stay there, bro.
Yeah!
I just so smiled, scary. And you guys can't
you
even
can't
see.
You can't even see. This
hang
is
on,
like
let
a
me,
horror
let me
movie
try and come here.
Oh, God,
come
okay
here. Scoot yeah towards me. Scoot
get
towards
in
me
there. I'll all push right them towards you.
You're, like I said, look
try
at me
try to
while
unzip
we do this.
Try to unzip.
This is not coming off. This is not.
Faulty. Oh! Faulty.
No, that's... You got to send that back. That's,
yeah.
You got to get a refund
money
on
back
that.
Can you imagine
money
walking back
back
into a sex store and going, hi, so... The mouth wasn't unzipping. Because they would think that you were, like, fucking while you found that out.
Exactly. Let's see.
Yeah,
oh,
see, it's definitely supposed to open. You can see it
yeah
on the front.
It's
supposed
called
to open
a multiple personality mask.
That's
I don't need one of
that's
those.
That's triggering.
Wait, nice this
oh
one
no, look, listen. It says mouth half zipped is one identity. Fully zipped is another. It has, like, instructions. With both eyes unzipped, there is an entirely different emotion.
Shane, I don't know what you got in your hand,
wait,
but
weird.
I don't want it near me.
Wait, what is
those
this?
Those are nipple suckers.
What?
You put them on your nipple.
Okay, first off, how do you know?
Because I asked the producers before we got in here. I swear to God.
Wait, how does it work?
I thought it was a Kylie Jenner lip challenge.
I never did that. Maybe I should
guys
do
I'm
that.
Guys, I'm putting on
I
my nipple sucker.
I think you do it like a vacuum.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. He's got it on his...
Ah! It's on your nipple!
Oh, my God.
Ah!
Wait, it's working.
What, try it. Why are you yeah giving it to me?
Because I thought you'd have fun with it.
Wait, I'm scared. My nipple's not even real. I don't want to actually rip it off.
Yeah.
You can put your dick in it.
You can... No, you put it on your nipple. I think
I was
you
making
squeeze
a joke
it.
Wait, what'd you say?
So you,
said
put
you can put
dick
your dick in
it.
Oh, yeah.
You could. Can you see it?
Don't have that. He's that's his nipple one. Don't touch that.
I'm going to lick it. I'm going to take shots out
it's
of it.
It's probably a hair in it.
That I feel matter like he's, it's a suction cup situation.
But why would you want
like
to suck your nipple up? Oh.
You squeeze it like an airplane, like when you say your
like
lotion on an
like
airplane
really
bottle
bad moon cup or something,
open
right?
And up and it sucks it.
It looks like a moon cup.
Wait, there's like actual whips and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, okay.
Wow,
turn
you
around
guys are really into
we
some weird shit on this podcast.
Out.
Okay, I have like...
I've never even seen a riding crop in my life.
Ah! Woo! All the corn nuts.
Leave the corn nuts alone.
You get
I
away
feel
from
so
me
powerful.
No.
Okay.
Look, who wants I know it you're first? A top, but can you leave me alone?
Oh my God. That's okay, wait. Hurt. Let me.
He's
try
taking
to get...
this home.
All right. Ready?
See, let's whip you.
Maybe I should use an empty
this
bottle.
This is gonna be a problem. Someone's gonna get hurt.
Okay, ready?
Someone's getting hurt here.
Guys,
like
I have this water bottle. I have this whip, and I'm about to whip it off the table.
Get ready. It's gonna fly. Catch it.
Whoa. Oh my God, I love this.
You do love it. Okay.
Should we bend over and see what it feels like on the butt?
Yes, you get your ass on the table.
I'm you not getting it. My full over the cloves.
Over the cloves.
Over the cloves.
Always.
This, we're not bearing my butt.
No,
on the
no,
podcast
no.
you listen to.
No.
They can hear my butt.
Yeah.
Bad enough.
My butt is super loud.
All right, all right.
Girl, all don't right. do it hard. It's gonna hurt.
Okay.
This shit hurts, man. Well,
that's the idea. You're supposed to, like, when you try and sit down for the next, like, week, apparently it's supposed to hurt. Yeah. And get
really?
You off.
You'll remember me, bitch.
Ah! Do it.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let me get my aim. If I miss a little bit and I get a pussy lip, I'm sorry. Ooh! I don't want to hurt you.
That's going to hurt.
Okay, ready?
Ah!
One,
try and get, like,
two.
Itchy. And do it, like, you know, foam.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever. This is perfect.
Oh, he's, like, stretching. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
On, I'm getting into it. Hold on. Let me do one more practice.
Don't be a pussy. Come on.
Ah! Girl, you gonna die.
Ready?
Girl, you gonna die.
Okay.
You better watch
I'm
out.
Gonna get wet or
I'm gonna.
Dry.
Something's gonna
I won't
happen.
Bleed.
I'm gonna have my mic like right here,
yeah,
so you
yeah.
can. Oh
get
my goodness.
Something is definitely happening.
Okay.
I'm either gonna get wet or cry. I don't know which.
I think you're gonna cry.
I think you might
you're
be
gonna
right.
bleed. Now
I think you're gonna quit.
I'm gonna
all
start
over
on a scale. Of
I'm gonna
one
be
to
remembered
ten.
For this.
Yeah.
This is my legacy.
Yes, it
ready?
Is.
You know, in 2010, when I first started watching Shane Dawson, I was like, I wonder what it would be like to be whipped on the ass by my favorite YouTuber. And now...
Definitely right, go to full right. screen to watch
right.
this whip.
All right. All right.
Here we
all
go.
Right. Do it.
One, yep. two, three.
Oh, God. Ow!
That was nothing.
Harder?
Yes.
Okay.
That was nothing. That was like a tap.
Oh. Ah!
You can do harder than that. That
really?
Was nothing. And try
okay.
and get this cheek. Try to even it up.
Ooh!
This is getting kinky
five,
now.
Six,
go on.
Seven, eight. Do it. Ah!
This is...
Oh, that hurt!
No, you're not at all.
Girl,
that
hurt!
Not at all.
Okay, I'm going harder.
They're softer than you think, man. That's feeling all right.
Okay.
That
fucking hurt.
I think
that
whip.
I'm just trying to get the experience of this,
okay.
and he's
all
being
right.
a pussyfoot
right,
about
me do it.
It.
What do you want me to say? You want me to say something? Like,
yeah.
No,
I
take it, bitch.
Do it.
Yeah.
No?
Do okay. like a dom situation.
Okay.
All right.
Take it, bitch.
Never thought
yeah.
I'd be a sup, but all right.
Ow! That had to have hurt.
No, it can't.
It's hurting me.
You're kind of getting like upper back. Try to like. Try to like here.
Come at it from like down.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
Ooh!
It didn't hurt,
it
like,
didn't
at
hurt?
All.
Yes,
no, let me
did.
Try it to
okay,
you.
Do my
let me try it to you.
It had to have hurt. Oh, my God.
I'm
all right.
You guys
I'll show you how to really do this.
Really whipping.
Ooh, I'm scared. Ooh, I'm clenching.
I'm just Snapchatting.
Okay. Oh, my God. 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 I'm scared. Ooh.
It's nowhere near as hard
get
as
get it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do
oh, my God.
It.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah, right?
Okay, a little harder.
That was hard.
Harder.
Ow! Oh, my God.
That doesn't hurt me.
She's
right.
good.
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
It's not her.
Okay, one more.
You got this.
Do it.
All right,
do it.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's good. Ah! It doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't fit.
Jess, let me do it.
Oh, hell no.
You gotta try this.
Oh,
it doesn't
God.
Hurt. This is great.
This is my favorite
thing
ever.
You guys want a side view so you can see
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. Get
he's
that ass.
Get
girl, if this goes up my poo, it's gonna get
fine. It's gonna get stuck up there.
Okay.
I'm very nervous.
Okay, here we go.
Very nervous. Oh,
Jess
God.
Is about to
I don't
get
like
it. Oh, I hope you queef while you
I'm
do it.
So
my
scared.
Dream.
Queef while
I'm
you
do
so
it.
Scared. Should I tense up? Girl, I'm not wearing. I'm wearing short shorts.
All right. Ready?
I'm very nervous.
Three.
Two.
Woo.
Oh, that's not bad.
Exactly right.
All right, but let me do it.
You didn't try hard enough, girl. Get it in there. Get it.
Shane, as hard as you can.
Oh, God, Shane. Oh, Jesus Christ, dear Lord. Please save me today. It's going to be okay. I'm very nervous. Just. I'm gonna pray for strength. Oh, that's not bad.
It doesn't.
Ow! Girl, you ain't got me good on that. Ow!
No, no, no! Oh my God. That one's harder. That one hurts more. Ow, ow. Wait, there's another one. There's another one that's like
you
a.
Got me on
ooh,
the
that's
bear.
For
that's
horses.
That's gonna hurt.
Okay.
Oh my
let
God.
Me try it on you.
Yes. That's gonna hurt.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's.
Right, let me do a test.
Oh, no.
So I won't do it that hard.
You could probably crush right. corn nuts with it.
Yeah. Ooh, I could. Well, let me try to crush
crack
a corn nut.
Crack a corn nut.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Look at all the corn nuts crashing.
Dude, one probably just hit me in the eye.
Yeah.
Watch your face. Watch your face.
Okay.
I got ricocheted in
good.
The eyeball.
Let me crush your ass.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to only hop, like.
Yeah, you're just like a fun, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys got me.
All right. Oh, okay. Oh.
Shame.
Oh,
oh my God, she's bruised.
She's gonna
sue. Wait, show the camera. Fullscreen.com. Look at that.
Ow.
Wow.
I also bruise easily.
If I got a bruise like that from Shane Dawson, I'd tattoo
you probably
it.
Did.
Okay, Here we go.
All right.
I'm going to do little.
Don't break the corn then.
And try and get like the meaty part of the cheek, like right?
Yeah.
So.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing. Ooh. Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. A bit harder.
Ah.
About there.
Okay, I'm sorry. About there. I'll never do that again. Okay, do it to me.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God, okay.
You can do it.
Oh my God, okay.
You can do it. Here,
oh my
turn God, okay. sideways so we can see it.
Oh my God, okay.
Turn your body sideways. Go over there so we can see it. There we go.
Wait.
Oh my God.
There you go.
You're positioning us. You'd be a great porn director.
Thank you.
All right.
Just fluff it.
Okay.
I need to,
here
yeah.
you go.
All right.
I'm ready.
Right.
I'm scared.
All right.
You can do it.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I'll start off slight.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll
fine.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Fine. Ooh. Fine. Oh! Ow! That
I'm
one like
to get
hurt after.
Oh! Ooh, she got him on the backside. That was some good shit. You've done this before.
This is my Emma. Legacy. You've revealed like you everything. What else is coming out about me on this show?
Oh my God, so much. You're into slapping. You're into girls sometimes. Wait, why is there a lighter?
There's candles.
Japanese drip
so
candle. What does that mean?
You great haven't for, heard of candle play?
Great, uh-huh. No. Oh, we're doing it.
Literally, like, you lay down with your chest out. I don't know why I know this, because I've never done it.
Mm.
But, like, you lay there with your chest out, and then, like, you light a candle, and then hold the candle, and the wax drips down.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't burn, but it's like a little...
How does that not burn?
Because it's like, it's... Once it hits your skin, like, it
You've never
it cools
gotten
down,
candle
like, so
wax on your, like, from a lighter, or from, like,
man,
when
I
you
used
light
to play
a
candle,
with,
like,
or
yeah, no, that sounds really bad. Yeah, I used to, like, you know, play with candles or whatever as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, not, like...
Or,
yeah.
like, paraffin
I'm lighting
wax.
The candle.
Yeah, wait for it to, like, melt a little bit, and okay. then just, like, it's supposed to be on the chest, which is, like, you know, the least hard bit. So
on
maybe you
chest.
Should, like...
Great for pleasure
oh God,
and pain, sex play. Our Japanese drip candles are the top of adventuresome couples everywhere. Their drip teases and tantalizes in a way you never
Where
quite
can I try it
before.
First? Like, my hand?
Yeah.
I guess.
Wait, is that
or
gonna
like,
burn?
Or, like, down here.
It's supposed to be on your chest.
Just
so.
Let's try it on you first.
Oh, Lord, girl, I just got a bruise, too. All right, it's dripping.
Okay, I'm
it's
dripping, it's
it.
Dripping, it's
Five,
dripping, it's dripping.
Six, seven, eight. Ow!
Did it burn?
Yep.
Oh. Wait, does it hurt, though?
No.
No, it's like
really?
A little, it's just like a little, you know.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared,
oh.
It's not bad.
Okay.
It looks like period blood because it's a red candle.
It's just the adrenaline, that's all it is.
It?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, the me. Anticipatory part of it all was hurting more.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what about even, your tit?
Whip them out.
Giving up titties, though.
But, like, even when the whips were coming, it was the anticipation
it's, yeah,
of
it's the
it.
Anticipation. That's all it is, yeah.
Just
all
right. freaked me
I'll
out.
I'll do it on my chest.
Yes! Emma, you do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah, you
Grab
lay down
that
on
candle
the...
Oh, I'm scared.
Lay down. This
Come
is the
on,
whole,
Big
this
Papa.
Whole thing. You need to lay down.
Come
oh
on,
God.
Big
okay.
Papa.
Shane,
okay.
lay...
Okay.
Like,
somebody hold the candle, then.
Emma's gone. All right, guys.
I've got
Oh, girl, you...
Oh, God.
She wants it so
I'm
bad.
So scared of fire. Okay.
Don't be afraid. Get on your back.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, fine.
Yeah, all right, fine.
It's already dripping everywhere. We're wasting valuable pleasure.
How am I gonna... Okay.
Like, yeah, and then just back it up.
Yeah.
This has been my dream for years, and I can't believe I'm finally here. We're so doing it after this podcast.
Yes,
aren't we?
I'll hold your leg.
We're gonna be so sexually charged. We're gonna have a three-way.
Okay.
No,
all right, he's giving birth
baby.
Now. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm so scared.
It's gonna be fine.
And again, you got little
Wait,
hands. That's gonna get stuck
hands.
In there.
I'll hold your hands.
It's gonna get stuck in there for sure.
Really?
Unbutton your shirt.
Wait, not that much. Oh my God, I'm scared. Oh my God, I'm so scared. Wait, this is so scary. Wait, stop. This is too much.
Shane, pull it out.
This is, okay, ugh. Well, because what
Lay
if you
down.
Miss? What if you miss?
Where is it going to go? What? It's a tiny drop.
I don't know, my
that,
head.
That's all it is.
Okay.
So if it goes on your head, you take it off.
Here.
Max, you do it. Just give a mermaid.
Wait, we're high
okay,
up.
We're
she
okay.
said high up.
We're okay. I don't want to burn your hair off.
I got this. Yes. Did you even feel it?
Okay.
See, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
We're fine.
And it's stuck in there now.
Okay.
Alive.
Okay.
Shane, are you okay? You really okay. freaked out there.
You,
well, because
you
I
panicked a lot.
I was going through all the worst case scenarios, and I was seeing, like, my hair light on fire. I was seeing my nipple fall off. I was seeing my muffin top pop out.
I know, I tried to unbutton. You're like, not too much.
I know.
So
I'm
many
not trying,
things
I'm not
going
trying
on
to
there.
Give away the goods.
Wow.
The bads. Oh, my God, that was really intense, guys. I feel really close.
I can't believe that one frightened you out of all
yeah,
the others.
Yeah, out of all of the things.
Well, because the candle was, like, actual fire.
Good point.
You need to smoke
okay.
more weed.
No, God, no. That stuff makes
fine.
Me crazy. Okay, so this is... What the hell is this?
Oh,
okay, so this is like a metal
like
spike.
That looks like a doctor's
instrument. I think
instrument.
Like you roll it up your body or something.
You roll it up
like,
your body.
I don't know where. But
careful,
like,
you're going
to
hurt somebody.
I know we've been told to do it gently.
You got to be super gentle.
What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, actually, that's kind of like a tingly
like
kind of
like scratcher.
Ew, I hate that.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of weird. It doesn't hurt. It's just like.
Is it meant to like actually break the skin?
Ooh, no, I don't think so.
It looks like a letter Y, but made out of metal.
Ew,
with two like.
It's very,
do it on your arm. Do it on your arm.
There's nothing sexual about this.
What they look like?
I don't know.
Spurs.
If people are into that kind of thing, like
cowboy boots.
I can see if some people would be into that, right?
You like that?
I do.
I feel like the people who like ASMR would totally be
What's
like
that?
Down for that.
Oh, ASMR! It's when like you make like noises and you're like.
And now we're going to whisper into your ears.
Yes.
Does this feel weird?
You're like a queef would be an ASMR.
What does the acronym stand for?
Audio
something
sensory something. Basically, some people get brain tingles.
Medium response, I think.
When you say things really quietly or do things really quietly.
Or like you rustle a piece of paper and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, fuck. Ooh.
Really?
Like, yeah,
they don't get off on it. It's not an erotic thing.
I get that way with like people chewing gum really loud or something. I get like annoyed. Like I can hear.
That's not ASMR.
I hate it. I want to punch somebody.
Look, I think some people would find that fun if you'd like chewed gum right near a mic.
Yeah. Ugh. Ugh. I'm gonna punch you in the face, girl. Give me this whip. Give me this whip. Give me this. You shut your mouth.
Well, guys.
Wow.
Had a lot of fun today.
We haven't even touched on half of this.
Yeah.
Oh, is that for afterwards?
That's for us.
Is that for us? That's for us.
What
that
is
was
that?
That is gonna hurt.
Us.
There's metal studs in this whip.
Wow.
Oh, what is this?
That's the nipple clamper.
We're not done.
Oh,
you
I'm
clamp
not.
It on your nipple and then
we're
you
not saying goodbye just yet.
And then you put the chain around your neck.
How does that clamp on a nipple?
There's a thing.
You're
on the
not
bottom.
Doing it on me.
Check
Do it,
it
on you. What?
This thing goes up.
Oh my God! Ew.
Yeah. Producer Michael put it on before to test it, and then you put the leash on, and then someone can drag you around. But careful, this falls off the table. Your nipples are going down.
Okay. I'm not actually gonna put this on my nipple. I'm putting it on my shirt, just so we can see how it looks.
Okay.
See, if that was your actual nipple and that fell down, you think about
There's some people that can like. Put things in the nipples and then the whole, like, lift up refrigerators and
some
shit.
Some people do that with their balls.
Yeah.
Some people put weights on their balls and, like, tie them down.
Yeah.
You heard that?
And
too?
That's the
You've
thing.
You've seen that?
I've
tried it.
A chick put hooks through her back like a fish and then got hung up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So right now I have on my nipple clamps and my
you look
dog
great.
Collar.
Oh, yeah. That's a good look for you. You should, like, go out like that.
You'd make a great
It's like a body chain.
So, like, how does this... Oh, can you imagine? So, if this was actually on my nipples, and then somebody just goes...
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then it rips my nipples out.
Oh!
Oh.
That was
a bit far.
Oh, my God. I can feel it.
Ooh. People are into some fucked up shit, man. Whatever happened to just good old sex?
Good.
You need ropes
Wait,
and
before
whips.
We end the show, check your Bumble. Let's see if he responded.
Ugh, about corn nuts. Get out of here.
You
we
should
could,
take
we
a
could
picture
talk about way worse things.
Of you getting whipped and send it to him.
Hey. No, he's not even cute.
Do I
you
look
swiped on an ugly.
Way?
Oh, yeah.
Do I look better?
Actually, you look fierce because your highlighter
Do I look
color
like Catwoman?
Hair.
She just put on a face mask.
It's rejuvenating my
Can
skin.
Can you see
right
through
now.
It?
No, it's like pure, like...
Leather.
Nothing.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's
nothing.
A good sleep mask. You should bring that home.
If this is made of leather, a cow died for this.
Moo.
Worth it.
Sorry to go freely on you,
Every
but...
time I come, a cow dies.
LOL, I will share.
Oh, my
He's
goodness.
He's trying to get it. Okay.
Does he not realize, can I munch on your corn nut? I mean, I want your balls, not your actual package
I'm gonna,
of
Can
corn
I just
nuts?
Take a picture of all this weird sex stuff and be like... Come over.
Yeah, wait.
Can
we
you send
have,
a
like...
picture on the apps like that?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, of course.
Come over.
Yeah, okay, ready?
Don't forget the nipple sucker things.
I'm going to, like, put my hand in there, like, as if it's like, babe, come on.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
do it.
How do I send it, like this?
I don't know.
Oop. I
Why can't
it.
It just be a picture of her holding all this stuff?
Just
you with a riding crop.
Mask on, whips out. Just
okay. I sent it and I said, come over.
Oh, my God.
I'm so glad you couldn't access my Tinder.
I am too.
I'm so happy.
I'll take it for the team. I got you.
Where you guys go? That was our show today. Woo! How do you feel about it?
Pretty wet right now, I must say. I feel good. Thank you for bringing up my, knocking down my ego before we began.
Yeah.
So we can slowly build it back up throughout the show.
That's
I appreciate that.
That's how I do it.
Knock
I bet
it down
you, though,
and build it back up.
No one's ever whipped Shane Dawson before.
No.
I feel like the first. I feel
not in public.
I'll pretend I'm the
not
first.
Not sexual
it's fine.
Way. Well, there you guys go.
Well,
hopefully you enjoyed
sexual.
Our show. Please follow her everywhere. Emma Blackberry.
Thanks.
Not
Blackberry.
Nope.
Yeah. And guys, if you want to have us play with more sex toys.
You can't have these. I'm taking all these home.
Oh, I called dibs though. Sorry. But you can have the crepey ones. No, okay. You can take them home.
I'm going to take that fucking apple and shove it in that pig right when I...
Hey!
I'm so sorry.
Roast me.
All right, you guys. See you guys next time. Bye. Oh, my God.